Yeah, puny would mean he looks like, you know,
weak or still a little under the weather, not up to par, in other words.
Not up to par, okay. But a fella, you know, you saw who, you know, he was big and strong. You said he was what kind of guy? He just a
big old, well, able-bodied.
Able-bodied, okay. Would you ever, you say maybe he's a, what kind of, he's a really, he's big and he's very
strong.
Strong, robust, would you
robust.
Ever?
Robust, right.
Okay. Do you ever use the word stout, speaking of
yes.
stout?
Yes, stout, well-built.
Now that word stout, would you use it when you're speaking about butter that was, you know, getting, the butter was getting a little bit
strong.
Stout?
Strong or stale.
Okay.
Or rank.
Rank. Okay.
No, I don't believe you'd use stout.
You would?
I don't
okay.
believe.
All right. That's good. What other words would you have to describe people who were, say, people who were just had a very good disposition? He always had a smile on his face, never lost his temper. You'd say he was a mighty
good-natured or
good-natured type person.
Easygoing type of person.
All right. Now, a kid, when he gets in his teens, you know, he's always wandering around the house, knocking into things. He's all arms and legs. You say, a person like that is just
he's offering his arms. Clumsy.
He's just so clumsy, okay? That's the type of person he is. Now, if the person kept doing things that didn't make any sense, like they took their clothes off and laid down in the road or something like that, you say they were, he's just a plain old
crazy or nut.
Yeah, I can understand. He's just a, well, he's a plain old, would you ever say fool?
Yeah.
You'd say?
Just plain fool.
Okay. What would that word mean when you're talking about somebody who's
didn't have all of his marbles?
Okay. All right. Any inhibitions about that word or other names you might call somebody?
Well, some people might say he's completely ignorant or insane. Or
okay. All right. Now, a person who will never spend a cent. Never spend a cent. He's a
tightwad.
Tightwad, okay. What about a person who has got a lot of money, but he always hangs on to it, or never, he's got a lot of money, you know, he's just a...
Well, some people might refer to him as an old money miser.
Money miser, okay. Now, a man who likes to get money out of other people, he's a...
Finagler.
Finagler. Okay.
Chiseler.
You ever heard that? Yeah. You said?
Right.
Okay.
Schemer.
Now, you might say, old Mr. Jones down the road, old Farmer Jones, he's over 80, but I still see him out there every spring plowing his mule. He's right. He's a right... What kind of person?
Right, spry.
Spry individual, okay.
Spry.
Any other words you might use for him? A spry person is a what?
Able-bodied. Good health.
Would you say that of young people or just old people?
No, you say it of anyone who get up and work.
Okay. So you say he's a spry young kid or something?
Right.
All right. Would you say he's what, right spry fella?
He's right spry or full of vinegar, as the old saying goes. You might say for an older person or a younger person,
okay.
He's full of vinegar.
What, would you use the word feisty about somebody? He's a feisty fella.
Yeah, feisty. You'd say, you could call one that couldn't be